you'd like to take your seats. Good morning. Happy New Year. Say Happy New Year to each other. Wow, 2023. I'm not ready. I don't know about anybody else. I am not prepared for this. In talking to lots of people, it sounds like people have had lovely Christmases, but also Christmases that have been full of illness and people being poorly and all sorts of things. So I thought before we start today, we'd just lift up those people who are recovering, who are still poorly from things that have happened over the Christmas season. So let's just take a minute. Father God, we thank you that you are with us all the time. And Lord, we lift up to you this morning all the people who've been poorly, all the people who've had hard and difficult things happen to them this festive season. Lord, we pray that those who are still poorly would feel your healing hand. We lift up individuals in our minds to you this morning. And Lord, we pray for those who are suffering from loss. We lift them up to you as well. Pray that you would hold them in your hands, that they would know you closer at this time when they need you, that they would feel you and know your Holy Spirit. And so, Father God, we come to you in this new year, and we lift it up to you. We say, God, do with 2023 your will in this church, in the town and the village, in our country, and in the world. Help us, Father God, to see your way ahead of us as a church and as individuals, to see what our next steps should be. And Father God, we pray that we would lift you high and that you would be glorified this year in this place. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I'm going to pass to David.
Let's just take our seats and let's just reflect for a moment. Let us be still and sense that presence of God with us here this morning as we gather around his table. All possible because of grace. For it is by the grace of God who reached down into this world. By the grace of Jesus that he walked, fully human yet fully divine, and came to show a new way. He came for you and for me. He came because he loves us and wants to know us. He came so that all can be forgiven and made right. He comes to us because we called out to his name, and we continue to call out to his name. He comes because he is able, because he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He comes because he has all authority and power in heaven and upon earth. He comes because he loves each and every one of us. He poured out his life to anyone who would stop and listen, to anyone who would come by and take notice. He humbled himself to the point of death, even death upon the cross. And yes, there had moments, of course, like any human being would. We recall in the Garden of Gethsemane as he stood there and literally wept and said, Father, take this cup from me. Not by my will, but by yours. And there, as we're told, rose to his feet and went out and was arrested and stood trial. Not a trial that you or I may stand and face today, but one where there was beating and flogging and mocking and insulting and violence. But he took it all because he loves us. We roll back just before that event and we're reminded in his word that they met in that upper room. It was the time of Passover. The Jewish traditions continued because the New Testament had not come into effect at this point, because Christ was still alive. And they still observed those traditions and practices. But what was more was that very night Jesus turned it all around. Jesus made all this possible, that when it was evening came, the 12 were there reclining at table and eating. And we're reminded that Jesus says, with those that are eating, one will betray me. And then there was that confusion and that asking of who would it be? Surely not I, surely not I. And then we're reminded as they were eating, he took the bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them, saying, take, this is my body. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit again, of the fruit of the vine again, until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God. And this, for 2,000 years almost, we continue to remember Christ in his actions and what he did for each and every one of us. And what he'll always continue to do until he comes again. That as we too gather around his table that he invites us to, we become guests, not hosts, because he is the host of the table. He is Lord of all. And in that same way, when he took bread, we do also and give him thanks, and then we break. And we're reminded that we take each of every one of us and eat, for this is his body, in remembrance of him. And that same way, as we too have the cup, we remember that this is his blood poured out for many, in remembrance of him. And so as we have broken bread and wine poured, let us too give thanks. Father God, we may never be able to understand the sacrifice and the cost of your Son, Lord Jesus Christ. But Lord, we come with thankful hearts, knowing that it is all by grace. It is all by your mighty hand that we are able to gather together in your name and partake in this remembrance. Of not only of what Jesus has done, but what he continues to do. And so, Father, may we be found at your table with thankful hearts, in right relationship with you. And may we be reminded of what Jesus has done. So Lord, as we partake of this bread and as we partake of this wine, Lord, may it fill us and nourish us, not only physically but spiritually as well. May we with thankful hearts give all glory and honour and praise to you this morning. We do that in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Saviour. Amen. Amen. So as we come, take of this bread and of this wine. The bread is gluten-free. The wine is just juice, Ribena juice. If for whatever reason you feel you can't take it or don't want to, please just allow the elements to pass you by without any fear or embarrassment. As usual practices, we'll take the bread and eat it, and we'll take a cup and retain it and drink that together as a sign of our unity. Take, eat and receive the body and blood of Christ. And so together, as a sign of our unity and the bonds of peace and that Trinitarian relationship of Father, Son and Holy Spirit, we lift the cup that was poured out once and for all, the blood of Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we again thank you. We thank you that you speak into each of our lives. We thank you, Lord, that we are found at your table, fed and nourished in more ways than we may realise. Lord, may you continue to speak into us by power of Holy Spirit. May, Lord, when we find it difficult to converse with you, that Holy Spirit will intercede. And Lord, may we take time to be still and to know that you are our God. Speak into our lives, Lord, and guide us, we pray. Lord, there is much to be done. There is still a great work to do. Call us to that work, Lord, that you would have us go out to, those people that we would journey with. Above all, Lord, enable us to be the light and the beacon of this community, spreading out your light and your love to all people that we would come across, speaking in power and in truth of you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we give you thanks. Lord, help us as we continue in our time this morning together in time of fellowship. Help us to be receptive of your word. Open our hearts, our ears and our minds to receive from you again this morning. We ask that in your name, Jesus. Amen. Carol, do you want to kick us off in 2023 with some notices? Thank
you. Morning, everybody. I'm going to say it again, Happy New Year. How's the first week been? Okay. Yeah, things still happen. Just because it's a new year, it doesn't really change a lot to a point, does it? But I just think it's been really good this morning for the lovely songs that we've had to affirm what we actually believe in, that in spite of all the rubbish that's going on in the desperation, that we do believe in an amazing God. And also to have communion at the start of a new year, it's just perfect, isn't it, really, to get close to God and to each other. We've not seen each other normally, whatever that means, for a few weeks now, have we? So it really is good to be together. And for those of you who are watching on YouTube as well, Happy New Year, and you're very welcome this morning. So just a few notices for the coming week. A prayer and meditation tomorrow morning at 9:30 via Zoom. Mums and Tots are starting up again on Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. And next Saturday, it's the men's breakfast down here at 8:30. If anyone wants to know any more about it, please see Michael, George or Mark. If you can let them know that you're coming, that would be really good. But it doesn't matter if you can. You just turn up. There's always plenty to eat. So that's next Saturday morning at 8:30. And then the following Monday, the 16th, the ladies will be meeting for a bring and share lunch. I'll mention that again next week. The 22nd of January is the church meal. It's booked at the Phoenix at Brinsworth, and that's at 1:30. I do have to apologise because the cost is actually £15.95. It's a pound more than we thought in the first place. So, are you going to offer to pay everybody's difference then, David? Thank you. I have put a note at the back to remind you, still plenty of time to, plenty of time to sign up. If you can do it by next week, please, that'd be really good because we have to give final numbers. If anyone's not sure, just ask me. Donations from the church Christmas card, £43.50. So thank you very much to everyone who contributed to that. And the coffee morning raised £163.08. So if my maths are correct, we have a total of £205.58 to send to cancer research. So thank you all very much for everyone that's contributed. Talking of Christmas cards, we've still got some at the back there. If anyone would just like to have a look if there's anything for them, whether you want to take them or not, but they will be disposed of this next week if they're still there. So please just have a look, see if there's anything for you when you get up there. The website, as usual, and the Facebook page are all updated regularly. And, of course, we're always available for a chat if anyone needs anything. So please don't hesitate to do that. At the end of an old year and the beginning of a new one, we often have a time of reflection, don't we? When we look back at the year that's just gone, it's happening all over. You know, we've had programmes on television, sports people, things that they've achieved over the years, the favourite adverts and all that kind of stuff. And I don't think it's a particularly a bad thing, really, because it is, after all, a way that memories are made. And we should celebrate the good things that we've been blessed with, shouldn't we? Because they are a real blessing, and I think especially as we get older, and I find myself reminiscing more and more as I'm getting older, and do you remember when, or what about the time when we, and all this kind of stuff, and it's nice to do that. And I really do find it quite strange that I can remember when I went on a Sunday school outing as a child. Do you remember that, Jean? Round A Park, Leeds. We thought we'd gone to the other end of the world, didn't we? It was a real adventure. But if you ask me what I had for my breakfast, and I might have to think about that, because that's how it is. They tell me this is a symptom of getting older, and I think perhaps it is to a certain extent. But of course, sadly, for some, it is more serious than that. But it's good to remember good things. But of course, not all memories are good, are they? Life, as they say, happens. Bad things happen. We get knocked down and we struggle in many ways with things that are out of our control. But as time goes on, the bad memories begin to fade a little, I think, and the pain may lessen, although maybe not go away completely. But I've read somewhere, and I'm sure I haven't dreamt it, but it's a nice thought, somewhere that part of our brain that controls our memory is programmed to retain more good memories than bad ones. And I think if that's true, it's another example of the amazing workmanship of our Creator God. Now, I think the hardest part of reflecting on the past is the feeling of disappointment in ourselves and regret when we remember the things that we've done that we're not particularly proud of, and of the things that we know we should have done but haven't done. And this is the part of looking back that we're advised not to do. Because in Isaiah 43:18, we read, "Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing." A new thing in a new year. And Philippians 3:13, Paul says, "I focus on the one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." He acknowledged he must forget his sins before, because God has. When he had confessed them to God, he was able to let them go because he believed he was totally forgiven, and that God had wiped the slate clean and kept no record. And that's in Hebrews 8. And the same applies to us. We must forget our sins in order for God to do a new thing. We must also forget our shame, because Paul, he could have been a prime candidate for shame. Before he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, his sole purpose in life was to persecute those who chose to follow our Lord. And his actions resulted in harassment, imprisonment, torture, and murder of innocent beings, human beings. But God's grace is stronger than any shame, and in spite of Paul's past, he forgave him and used him to do great things. And again, the same applies to us. Jesus gave his life for us to be forgiven of our shame and sin, and to set us free from it. He scorned it, broke it, beat it, in a modern word, smashed it, and it's gone forever. Have a good week.
Well, As we come into this new season, you hopefully would have seen an email that I sent out with information of how we're going to be going over the next few weeks, over the next month or so. It's going to be very different than what we normally do. Normally at this point, it would maybe be a sermon where you probably all go quiet or go to sleep and listen while somebody speaks on God's word. However, it's going to be slightly different because I believe that if we are going to know God more, if we're going to grow in Christ, if we are wanting to overflow in life of spirit, we need to learn more and be more in depth in our teaching and in our understanding and in our fellowship together. And so things are going to be very different for the next few weeks. And I ask you to be open with it, to give it a go and give it a try. At least do that. Because I believe that as we go forward, it will deepen our relationships, not only with God and through Christ and Holy Spirit, but with each other. And the thing that we're going to be looking at, hopefully you would have seen, is about unanswered prayer. Now, this is nothing that I've put together whatsoever. It's by a guy called Peter Gregg through 24/7 Prayer Movement. All the information is coming from there. Everyone has expressed permission to use that in the right way, and I'll come to that in a moment. But that's where we're going to be going. And part of that is watching a video and then answering some questions together and discussing together. So that's going to be very different. I'm aware some people may find that the worst thing to do. But actually, if we're going to grow together and if we're in fellowship together, then it's no different than what we may do outside when we meet up and have a conversation with one another to help and develop one another in our walk with Christ. Now, I'll explain a little bit more in a moment how we can do that, how we may not want to do that, but how we can engage with it fruitfully so we'll all learn. Because I'm sure we've all experienced at some time or another, God, as Pete puts it, on mute. That God is not answering us when we're praying. That we may still have many unanswered prayers. And that may cause us to struggle. That, dare I say, for some people, may even turn them from faith and belief in Christ and walk away altogether because they may not have been fully rooted in the truth of the gospel. But over the next 5 weeks, we're going to be looking and discussing and praying through unanswered prayer, through this unanswered prayer course, put together, like I say, by 24/7 Prayer. It's an international prayer movement with a follow-up with Peter Gregg's books. Now, I cannot recommend these enough. His first one is How to Pray. Now, it's not step-by-step how to pray, but it takes you through the Lord's Prayer, broken down with great information and direction. It's, as it says there, a simple guide for normal people. The one we're concentrating on through this course is God's on mute, engaging the silence of unanswered prayer. Now, some of you may have this and some of you may have read it. Read it again. If you haven't got it, and if there's enough of you that want one, then let me know and we'll look at bulk buying and getting that and giving that out as a gift from church to each of you. But I fully recommend that you get hold of it and you read it because it can literally be quite life-changing when you read that and put it in perspective for your own lives. Why are we doing it? It's like I said in the email, we need to grow more, we need to know God more, we need to overflow in life, but we need to develop our relationship not only with God but with each other as well. And it's going to help us engage in that vital part of our walk with Christ in prayer. Think back to the plan and the vision that we have. The vision is growing God's kingdom and doing his work that he calls us to. The plan in threefold is through prayer, pastoral care and the practicalities of things. Prayer is important and I guarantee it is something that we do not do often enough. And I'll hold my hands up to that sometimes because the busyness of life may try and get in the way. And sometimes sadly does. But we need to break that and we need to make it more of a priority. And I believe that this is going to help us engage with that. But I believe this particular part, the unanswered part, prayer with God on mute, it will help us maybe not necessarily give us the answers, but it will help us become more faithful within God and with each other as we go forward. Because if left unchecked, as I say, we can become despondent with God and in turn our faith suffers and so do our relationships with God and with one another. So each week we'll have a short intro, we'll look at a passage of scripture At that point, the YouTube feed will end because people at home are not going to be able to watch the video as we watch that here for copyright reasons. But also then when we go into conversations, I'm sorry for those at home, it's going to be quite dull and you won't be able to hear what we're all talking about. But what I encourage you at home to do is you have the information that's been sent out. For those that don't get that, get in touch with us, we can send it. There's going to be a link today when we cut that feed in a moment with access to the website and the information. And I encourage you at home to get together with ever who you with and go through this material and see how that develops for you. You never know, you may be able to start something at home, a small home group, and watch that develop and grow as God speaks into each of your lives. We'll watch that video, as I say. We'll then break into groups of two or three people and discuss some questions. Some questions are going to be up for you, so it's not that you've got to make them up yourselves. There's going to be guidance there for you. And I encourage you to talk about them. Not what you did last week or what you're having for your dinner or whether you're going shopping or what have you. Use this time. I'm not telling you to do that, but I'm encouraging you to do it. Because naturally we can say, oh, that was good. Hey, what did you get up to? And you miss the point completely. Not only is it dishonouring to yourselves, I'd actually go to the point and say it's dishonouring to God. And so use this time to engage with one another. And so let's be humble, let's be pastoral with one another. By that, what do I mean? Help others in their vulnerability in time of sharing. Now, you can take this in two ways. You can share what you've heard in the video, or you may have some life experience that you may want to share within your group. Now do that knowing that this is a safe place. Do that in the knowledge that those that we are with is not then to pressurise that person into pressing for more information or to go gossiping about it, but that we share together here humbly and in that vulnerability with one another. There'll be time where we will pray with each other and then pray collectively as well. So we're developing that relationship through this series of unanswered prayer. The other thing that I want to say is be kind and compassionate with a listening ear to those that we're in the groups with. Let's not talk over each other. Let's not try and outdo each other, but listen humbly and share together. I'd also like to say this, that we're not trained counsellors unless we do have some trained counsellors. And so it's not there to try and fix the people's problems and counsel them. But if you find that you're struggling, then do come and see myself or Rob and we'll help with those situations that we may come across. The other thing I want to do, which is important, is draw your attention to the back of where we have our safeguarding and pastoral care policy. Should you want to look into that, should you need further information, they are pinned at the board on the back. But again, come and speak to myself or Rob or any of the other trustees on those matters if you need. This is different than what we're used to, I get that. But please go with it, engage with it, and be open, and let's see where the different avenues and opportunities open up for where God will speak into our lives, because I believe that's what will happen. Are there any questions on that at this point? Okay. We're going to proceed, and so to those that are watching at home, thank you so much for joining us. The service for you ends at this point, but do join us next week where we'll be going through the same again. We'll have our time of some worship and prayers and the introduction. But for now, I'll leave you and hope that you will engage with this. But for now, take care, God bless, and hope to see you next week. Thank you.